hear these good news words that we hear from Scripture this evening. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory. Welcome to this Christmas Eve service at Hollywood United Methodist Church. We have gathered here together to marvel and wonder together at the miraculous thing that has happened, the birth of the Christ child. If this is your first time worshiping with us, or we do not see you regularly, if you would fill out one of the Keep in Touch cards that can be found in the pewback pockets in front of you, that will help us connect with you and stay in touch with you throughout the week and the year. If you are in need of a restroom, there is one at the back near the entrance where most of you probably came in, and we do have childcare available for infants and toddlers. And that is down the hall if you need it. Those are just a few housekeeping details, but we are so glad to worship with you this evening. If you will please turn in your hymnals to hymn number 234, we will together sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful, and I ask that you stand as you are able. Be seated.
Good evening. My name is appreciation for the job that they have done throughout this past year, and for Pastor Katie and her husband and their son. We just want to thank you so much for all the hard work that you guys have done over the past year for our congregation and for our church members. So I'm going to present it as a monetary donation, and we're going to give that give this to you on behalf of the church. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Thank you all for making my job one that is full of joy and love. I appreciate the opportunity to serve here at Hollywood United Methodist Church as the pastor. As we prepare to see the light of God come to life in front of us, we light our altar, our Advent wreath, and candles. This evening, lighting the four Advent candles that surround the outside of the wreath, and also lighting the center candle, the Christ candle, for the first time this evening. I'm going to ask Dan and Patty if they will come forward. Our process, if you have not been with us for this, our choir sings an introduction for us, and then there is a responsive litany that is printed in your bulletins. After which our candles will be set ablaze, and then we together join with the choir in a musical sung response, which is found at the top of the second page of your bulletins. And then when the music has ended, we will have a prayer together. Choir, please lead us.
Advent is a time for God's people to reawaken their longings.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Tonight we long to worship the newborn King.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Tonight we long to hear the good news proclaimed by the angels.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Tonight we long to receive the promise foretold.
Joy to the world. Savior reigns.
Tonight we light all the candles. The first candle ignites the thrill of hope in the hearts of the weary people. The second candle shines peace that surpasses understanding into the conflicted and the confused world. The third candle expresses the joy of fulfilled promises and the anticipation of those yet to come. The fourth candle shines with grace and new life in God's unconditional love. And tonight we light the Christ candle in celebration of our Messiah's birth. As God's promise continues to shine, we echo the words shared through the ages. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Pray with me, please. Gracious God, in the wonder of this night, we hear the Christmas proclamation, the cry of "Come, O come, Emmanuel," has become joy to the world. Like the shepherds on that starry night, when in a moment of majestic humility, may we now come to worship Christ, the newborn King. Amen. Amen.
Let's continue to worship through prayer. Let us pray. Beloved in Christ, this Christmas Eve, it is our duty and delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels, to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in the manger. Therefore, let us hear again from the Holy Scripture the tale of loving purposes of God, from the first days of our sin until the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child. Let us make this house of prayer glad with our carols of praise. But first, because of all things, this would rejoice Jesus' heart. Let us pray to him for the needs of the whole world and all his people. We pray for peace upon the earth Jesus came to save. We pray for love and unity within the one church that Christ did build. We pray for goodwill among all people. And particularly at this time, we remember the poor, the cold, the hungry, the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aging and the little children, and all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, we remember those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus, we are forevermore one. These prayers and praises we humbly offer to the throne of heaven in the words that Christ himself has taught us, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear now the Christmas story, as told in the Scripture, the Word of God. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended of the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her firstborn child. She gave birth to a son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Messiah, who is the Savior, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star, so that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It came upon
This month we have been exploring the pieces of the Christmas story through our senses. We have journeyed through the Christmas story with the sense of taste and touch and smell and this morning sound, which brings us tonight to our fifth sense, the sense of sight. As we explore the Christmas story tonight, we do so with our eyes open, looking for something holy among us, for God is surely present. When you think of the sights of Christmas, what are the sorts of things that you think of? Perhaps you recall the sights of long lines, of shiny ornaments, of lights adorning trees and homes, the sights of family and friends, a full table, wrapping paper and bows, maybe even the sight of a nativity set. We're going to use a nativity set tonight to help us visualize the story. We'll build it piece by piece through the evening. We begin with the stable. As they left Nazareth and traveled to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph undertook a journey of around 70 miles by foot and donkey. The sight of the couple traveling must have drawn some strange looks from passersby. Can you imagine the sight of a 9-month pregnant woman traveling 70 miles by donkey? As much as Mary might have been a sight to behold, the town of Bethlehem must have been a very welcome sight for Mary and Joseph, for it signaled the end of their journey. The sight of an inn would have been the sight of the end of the road, but there was no room for them in the inn. So they ended up in the stable. I wonder if the stable was a welcome sight. It's just a primitive shelter with an assortment of animals. It probably wasn't the sight that Mary and Joseph had in mind when they thought of their accommodations in Bethlehem. Not only was the stable an unexpected sight at the end of the journey for Mary and Joseph, they probably saw more animals on that first Christmas night than they saw people. It was in the stable that a baby boy was born to Mary and Joseph, a child that they named Jesus, the child who is the Savior of the world, Emmanuel, God with us. out in the outskirts of Bethlehem, in the fields, we see a lot of sheep and a few shepherds. The shepherds are not well-to-do or highly respected citizens. They're more like Pigpen from the comics, The Peanuts. They're stretched out on the hilly fields with their sleepy sheep. But suddenly, it's not just the sheep and the shepherds. Angels appear. These angels terrify the sleepy shepherds. They're shocked and scared. But the angels quickly melt away their fear with a greeting. Do not be afraid, for I come bringing tidings of good news, great joy for all the people. At first, the shepherds see just one angel making this announcement, visible though bright and blinding with light. It takes some time, but as the shepherds begin to blink and squint, there comes into focus a multitude of angels with the first. These angels have a message for the shepherds. Good news, the Savior has been born. Glory to God in the highest heaven. And as quickly as the angels came into the sight of the shepherds, they disappear. The shepherds are curious if what the angel has said is true. So they run into town to see for themselves. The shepherds see the child lying in the manger. They see him wrapped in cloth. And this is very good news. The shepherds can't hold this good news in, so as they return to their sheepfolds, they tell everyone they meet about what they have just seen. Please join me in singing hymn number 238. Angels we have heard on high.
Oh.
The wise men saw a star. Sure, they had seen stars before, but this special star wasn't any ordinary star that they had seen in the night sky time after time. This star stood out. It was unusual, and it caught their eye, telling them that something new was happening, and they needed to pay attention. The star was the fulfillment of a prophecy in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers, and the wise men began to figure out what this new star meant. And as they came to discover that it meant the birth of a new king, they became completely convinced that this king was the king of the Jews, the Messiah, the one who had been long promised. They showed their complete faith in the meaning of the star as they followed the star across the sky, traveling many, many miles until they arrived at the place where the Messiah was. What did Mary and Joseph think at the sight of wise men coming to see their son? How often do unexpected guests arrive on our doorsteps asking to see our child or our children? It couldn't have been a regular occurrence for Mary and Joseph. And these strangers, the wise men, the one following a star in the sky, they came with a special task, to worship the child. They greet Jesus in reverence and awe.
Jesus, so lovely.
customary that when people would come to pay homage to a king, they would bring a gift with them. The wise men brought gifts to give to the king. They found the small child. But the gifts they brought weren't baby shower style gifts. They were rather gifts that recognized the regal and reigning king in their midst. They see Jesus not as just a someday king, but they recognize that Jesus' rule has already begun. The first gift given to Jesus was the gift of gold, a precious metal worth much, and acknowledged Jesus' role as the king. The next gift given was frankincense, a highly prized incense that acknowledged the full divine nature of Jesus. The final gift given to Jesus by the wise men was myrrh, a resin used in perfumes that comes from a very thorny tree. Myrrh foretells the suffering to come to this child as he grows into adulthood. We don't come to the manger empty-handed tonight. We come endowed with gifts and talents given to us by God. And many of us come with monetary resources. And what we have to offer isn't gold or frankincense or myrrh, but we do offer our gifts to Jesus as we see him through our eyes of faith. Our ushers tonight will collect an offering during the hymn Away in a Manger. All the money collected tonight, unless otherwise specified, will be distributed to our local mission partners, those who meet the needs of the poor and the downtrodden among us, those who are a source of good news in our community. Offering envelopes can be found in your pew back pockets in front of you. I'm going to ask if our ushers would now please come forward to receive our offering tonight as together we sing hymn number 219, Away in a Manger. You may stay seated. Everything in this story revolves around the birth of a baby named Jesus. The story of Christmas is a story of the birth of Jesus, who is our Savior and the Anointed One of God. When we see the baby, we see hope, peace, joy, and love, all wrapped in cloth and lying in the animal's feeding trough. The hope of the world, the Prince of Peace, joy beyond measure and love without end has come to us in Jesus. God has taken on flesh and redeemed us and deemed it worthwhile to descend to us so that we might know who God is. Christmas is a reminder that we know God in Jesus, because God has descended to us. We did not climb a ladder of righteousness to reach God, but God came to us. Jesus is the incarnation, fully divine and at the same time fully human, taking on everything that we are except for our sin, so that we could be redeemed fully and completely. The birth of Jesus is not just the story of a birth, but also the story of death and new life through resurrection. The birth of Jesus is about salvation offered to us as a gift with no strings attached, given freely to you and to me. I pray we are able to see this gift in the form of a precious baby and accept the salvation that is offered to us this Christmas.
He lives and reigns.
many of us recall with fond memories driving around and looking at the lights. We commonly refer to them as the light, but we know that there is but one true light. The way that Christmas lights light up the dark, they illuminate whatever they surround. In the same way, the true light, Jesus, illuminates the sight of our Christmas story. What we see in the story of Jesus' birth is heightened because of the true light in the center. Just as Christmas lights draw our eyes, may our eyes be drawn to the true light tonight. May our attention be turned towards Jesus this Christmas. As the shepherds and the wise men turned their attention to Jesus and worshiped him, may we too be led to worship Christ. Not only this Christmas, but also every day.
Night of the dear Savior.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy light to shine with the brightness of true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Our final hymn tonight can be found in your hymnal number 239, Silent Night, Holy Night. Please stand as you are able. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one thing, earthly and holy, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.